Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Monday. Hope another work day is now through for you. I'm having fun at my job because I'm with each and every one of you and my fine guest co-host. You can find him here every Monday with me, and you can find him on his own fine podcast called Wisconsin Forward. His name is Matt Rothschild. You can find that pod at civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Pods, and anywhere that you find your favorite podcasts. We are going to open up the phone lines. It's also a gimme. You can talk about whatever you want because Matt and I consume an obnoxious amount of news. We're happy to discuss any or all of it with you. Too much news that is good for our health, most likely. But the topic, the question of the afternoon, because I got into it online with a couple of posters, is about the fact that it's not just ICE, but I'm going to use ICE as shorthand for any and all law enforcement that has been conscripted or otherwise directed from both local, state, and federal law enforcement organizations to execute immigration raids and or arrests. They're showing up without clear insignia denoting what agency they are with, which is usually a really important thing. You know, if some cop kicks your teeth in unnecessarily, I kind of want to know if it's my local PD or like federal ICE officials, or was it somebody from the FBI or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Fire? They're all participating because Donald Trump has been sucking law enforcement agencies into this immigration pushed and purge since January. And he's requiring more and more resources, which is a whole nother story about how local and state law enforcement is becoming increasingly thinned out and our neighborhoods less safe because resources are being diverted to Donald Trump's warfare on immigrants that help grow our foods, clean our homes and businesses, help teach our children, help take care of our children, and serve in technical occupations like lawyers and engineers, all up and down the income spectrum.
And the stories are heartbreaking, too. There's a woman in Milwaukee who is supposed to be deported tomorrow who's got...
She's
a teacher's aide. She's got two young twins at home. She's been a model citizen. She was applying for a visa because she was a victim of being trafficked at some point in her life, and they're just going to ship her away. I mean, this is just... These stories, they're just devastating.
It is.
But on the mask thing, Meg, I mean,
yeah.
How do you know the person who's all dressed up with a mask isn't from the Proud Boys or from the Oath Keepers?
Because they all dress alike. This is the problem. And so I want to open it up to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Your phone calls will be taken. Your text will be addressed. I wanted to share with all of you some of the comments that I saw on a thread about this and my responses there too, okay? And both commentators, I think I've got two or three that I actually copied and wrote down because I thought, whoa. Yes, three of them. Interesting to note, all three white men, two of them were our former CEOs and one of them is a chief information officer. So all white dudes that are former C-suite executives. Okay, just let that sit. But here was the comment from one. Your side is dangerous and unhinged. We saw Antifa protesters at the homes and on the property of Supreme Court justices. These officers deserve to do their jobs and go home to their civilian families. Antifa is able to dox these officers by simply posting their photos on Twitter and asking, if you know who these people are, please tell us. Of course, someone went to school with them or knows them from the area who is also against ICE's lawful business. Do they deserve an Antifa protest at their house during dinner time? A whole bunch of things there. First, no, someone who does their government job should not fear for their or their family's physical safety if they are executing their government job in good faith, following the Constitution and abiding by their oath, which usually starts with something like, I will uphold all laws and faithfully execute all laws of our nation and state, invoking the Constitution. So all of these officers, take an oath that is some version of that, which means the limits of their lawful authority end with the edges of our Constitution. Just something to consider. So the presumption of lawfulness in all areas of law enforcement action is a faulty one. Law enforcement has acted unlawfully in the past. But again, so long as a law enforcement officer is doing their job in good faith, like, no, I don't think they should fear for their safety or the safety of their families. I am not talking about the very real circumstance where they're dealing with violent, well-organized gangs or cartels. That's not what I'm talking about. Where there has been an evidentiary basis for that that should be actually reviewed by supervisors, documented, I can see where they would wear face masks. I'm not talking about that. But going to pick up the teacher's aide tomorrow in Milwaukee with her two kids, yeah, don't show up with eight dudes, five squads, all in masks and military tactical gear and scare the heck out of this woman. That's what I'm talking about. That's the place that I don't think the masks are appropriate. I'm going to share with you my response to that comment. I'm going to share my experience as a government official. I have had protesters at my home. So I actually know of whence I speak when I'm talking about this. Have I been a protester? You betcha. Not at somebody's home, but I've taken to the streets. We're going to unpack all this. Matt and I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Back with more. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Matt Rothschild. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.